I don't know if you're like me, but do you ever wonder where children learn all the psychology they seem to know? I mean, they use it pretty effectively to get their way, yeah? Oh, we adults have to take courses in child psychology. They don't take courses in adult psychology, but they do pretty well. I mean, kids learn very early how to maneuver and motivate and manipulate to get what they want. I mean, they use division, you know, like divide and conquer, kind of get mom and dad played against each other. They use guilt sometimes to do it. Sometimes they even use, yes, deception. Now, I've traveled a lot in my lifetime, and my wife had to be especially alert for one particular tactic as the kids were growing up. They'd say, oh, we're going to do such and such. And she'd say, well, who said you could? Daddy? Of course, I wasn't there. No verification possible. So maybe Mom might be fooled if you said just right, unless I called, until I got home. Then kids learned an important life lesson. Don't put your father's name on something he does not approve of. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about your father never said you could. Well, our word for today from the Word of God comes from 1 Samuel chapter 15. I'm going to begin reading at verse 10. Understand that King Saul has been asked to lead the Jews in the eradication of a cancer called the Amalekites and to destroy not only their armies and their leadership, but also all of the loot that might be taken, so there'd be no trace left of the poison that they had become. Well, the Bible says, then the word of the Lord came to Samuel, I am grieved that I have made Saul king, because he's turned away from me and has not carried out my instructions. Samuel was troubled, and he cried out to the Lord all night. Then we read in verse 13, when Samuel reached him, Saul said, the Lord bless you. I have carried out the Lord's instruction. He had not. But Samuel said, what then is this bleating of the sheep in my ears? And what is this lowing of the cattle that I hear? But I did obey the Lord, Saul said. I went on the mission the Lord assigned me. The soldiers took sheep and cattle from the plunder. The best was devoted to God in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God. Well, that just doesn't work. God is not fooled. You notice here, though, he tries to make something rebellious into something religious. He's talking about the Lord the whole time, but he's disobeying him. Saul is trying a child's trick to justify something wrong, putting your father's name on what you're doing. That happens a lot. You can justify almost anything by saying, the Lord led me. I talked to a man who divorced his wife not too long ago to marry a relative of his, of hers really. And he said, well, Ron, the Bible says love is of God, and I love this woman, so it must be right. Come on. It's bad enough to break God's law. Don't put God's name on it. Don't try to put a spiritual makeup job on leaving your husband or wife when God says, I hate divorce. Don't rationalize materialism by saying, well, I want to make more so I can give more to the Lord's work. Don't make a decision to do what you want to do and then dignifying it by calling it the Lord's will. Don't try to dress up undisciplined living by calling it following the Spirit's moving. That's taking God's name in vain. We Bible folks have this way of dressing up sin rather than dealing with it. Saul learned that it does not work to put spiritual names on sin and religious words on rebellion. Oh, my kids learn not to put their father's name on something that their father didn't approve of. God's kids need to learn that about their father. Don't dress up a sinful choice in God's words. Your father never said you could do what you are doing.